Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during the next half hour, we'll continue to feature Motown artists with non-Motown hits. Well, first up this half hour, the Spinners with Dionne Warwick, and then we'll hear from the Miracles, the Temptations, Gladys Knight and the Pips, the Four Tops, Diana Ross, and Smokey Robinson. Well, the song coming up next, Then Came You, was the Spinners and Dionne Warwick. The song was written by Sherman Marshall and Phil Powell, and produced by Tom Bell. Then Came You came about after the Spinners were asked by Dionne to be her opening act on a five-week summer theater tour, bringing the soul-singing group into Las Vegas for the first time, a move that Dionne Warwick felt was long overdue. Well, Tom Bell, who was producing for the Spinners at this time, for Atlanta Records, suggested that Dionne duet with lead singer Philip Wynn on Then Came You. Well, here is Then Came You with Dionne Warwick and the Spinners, right here on Motown Memories.
Ever since I met you, seems I can't forget you. The thought of you keeps running through the back of my mind. Every time I'm near you, I get that urge.
People say I'm the life of the party 'cause I tell a joke or two.
Songs here on Motown Memories.
To do without, oh, now I know.
Motown Memory from the Temptations, a great song, Beauty's Only Skin Deep. They reached number 3 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1966. Before that, The Miracles featuring Smokey Robinson with the Tracks of My Tears, number 16 from 1965. And we started with The Spinners with Dionne Warwick, a number 1 tune on the Atlantic record label in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1974. Then came You. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring some great songs from Motown artists with non-Motown hits after they left the Motown record label. Well, coming up, another great song, this one by Gladys Knight and the Pips, Best Thing That Ever Happened to Me. Well, Gladys Knight was born May 28, 1944 in Atlanta, Georgia. At the age of 7 in 1952, she won Ted Mack's original Amateur Hour television show contest, which was a precursor to the American Idol show that's currently shown in the United States. The following year, she and her brother Bubba, sister Brenda, and their cousins William and Eleanor Guest started a singing group called the Pips that were named after another cousin, James Pip Woods. The Pips started to perform and tour, eventually replacing Brenda Knight and Eleanor Guest with cousins Langston George and Edward Patton in 1959. The Pips scored their first hit in 1961 with a song called Every Beat of My Heart. The group developed a reputation for exciting and polished live performances that enabled them to work even without the benefit of best-selling records. Their biggest Motown hit was the 1972 song that reached number 1 in the rhythm and blues charts and number 2 in the pop charts called Neither One of Us Wants to Be the First to Say Goodbye. That song also won the 1973 Grammy Award for Best Pop Vocal Performance by a Duo, Group, or Chorus. Well, Neither One of Us happened to be their last great Motown hit as the group departed Motown for Buddha Records in 1973. While at Motown, Gladys and the Pips thought that they were regarded as second-string acts and that Diana Ross and the Supremes, the Temptations, and Marvin Gaye were given all the hits, while Gladys took the leftovers. She has stated that in her autobiography called Between Each Line of Pain and Glory, My Life Story. Well, here is Gladys and her Pips right here on Motown Memories.
Downs have been few. I guess you could say that I've been lucky. Oh, I guess you could say that it's all because of you.
that ever happened to me.
This is the home of Motown Memories.
Motown Memories.
With Tom Fallon.
Another great Motown song, this one from the mid-1960s, 1965 to be exact. That was the Four Tops, Something About You, and that reached number 19 in the U.S. Billboard charts. And we started with Last Night in the Pips, a number 3 tune from 1974, Best Thing That Ever Happened to Me. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we have one more song from a Motown artist with a non-Motown hit. Well, coming up, a song by Diana Ross called Muscles. It was on the RCA record label, and it was written and produced by Michael Jackson. This song reached number 10 on the pop singles charts for 6 weeks, and number 4 on the rhythm and blues charts upon its release. It was the first single from her gold-certified album called Silk Electric. The song, which was named after Michael Jackson's pet snake, and it was written for Diana by Michael Jackson, and her, quote, desire, unquote, for a muscle-bound lover. It also gave Diana her 12th and latest Grammy nomination for Best Female Rhythm Blues Vocal Performance. The music video of Muscles by Diana Ross featured Diana in bed dreaming of muscular men. In one scene, she is shown floating through the air over a landscape which turns out to be a man's muscle-bound body. Well, here is Muscles right here on Motown. Thank you.
your favorite Motown song? Email Tom at MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Let me be the pendulum that strikes your
Robinson with a song called Let Me Be the Clock. They reached number 31 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1980. And we started with Diana Ross, Muscles, reaching number 10 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1982 on the RCA record label. Well, this hour, we featured six Motown artists with non-Motown hits. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, suggestions, or comments for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including all those featured on this hour of Motown Memories, plus the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.